And while I don't have any concrete data to back up this next idea, I think that for a lot of us, it happens around the time we hit puberty. And, you know, So during puberty, you know, our bodies are changing, and we're sweating more, and girls get their periods, and we're thinking about sex in this way that we never did before. And through the human capacity for abstraction, this shame can settle in. So we don't necessarily just think, oh my goodness, something really gross is happening to my body. We think, oh my God, maybe I'm gross. And maybe that means that there's something bad or wrong about me. The thing is that if you de facto associate gross stuff with immorality, you lose a huge part of your curiosity, because there is so much out there in the world that is a little bit gross. Like, think about going for a walk in the woods. You could just pay attention to the birds and the trees and the flowers, and that would be fine, but in my view, you'd be missing a bigger and more awesome picture of life on this planet. So there are cycles of decay that are driving forest growth, and there are networks of fungus beneath your feet that are connecting literally all of the plants around you. Like, that's really amazing. So I feel like we should be talking about gross stuff early and often with young people so they feel like they're actually allowed to claim this bigger picture of life on our planet. The good news is that for many of us, the fascination with gross stuff doesn't exactly go away. We just kind of pretend like it's not there.